Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Therapeutic Rainbow. This is episode 11 of season 2, and I'm very happy to welcome Liam here from Stick Mindfulness. So welcome Liam, thank you very much for joining us. And can you tell us a bit about who you are and what you're doing?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me. My name's Liam. I'm co-founder and CEO of Stick Mindfulness, and we've produced a product that gamifies mindfulness for kids. So it's basically a handheld product that guides children through interactive mindfulness activities. The two handheld remotes have audio built into them. They've got LEDs and vibration feedback. So it takes children through interactive activities rather than just sitting there listening to mindfulness. They're getting involved in the journey and the process. And then by completing activities, they're rewarded for participation. So the gamification element encourages them to keep coming back and develop their practice over time.
Absolutely. And we've been very lucky, me and the girls, to test it. So I can give you kind of first-hand experience of what it is. And it is, I think, capturing it in a game element has kept the girls. I mean, mine, as the listeners don't know, are only 6, and mindfulness to them is quite a big word. But they're like, can we do our breathing, mummy? Can I make my monster have these characters? I want more stars to make the character bigger. So what kind of gave you the idea? Where did it come from?
So we've been developing it for quite a while now. It was actually my my university project in 2019. I studied product design, and the idea of the year was to choose your own project and spend time researching it, create some ideas behind it, and then develop one of those ideas and then theoretically launch it, which we've gone and done. But so at university, my project was exploring alternatives to medication for kids with ADHD.
Okay.
And I was inspired by my brother who has ADHD. And when he was younger, he took medication and it just wasn't very beneficial for him. It helped him in the classroom setting, which is fantastic. It did what it said on the box in that sense, but it just impacted him in day-to-day life. It reduced his appetite. It increased his anxieties, his sleep worsened. And over time, he just felt like he wasn't himself. So he wanted to come off them. Okay. And he did come off them. And the problem is when he came off them, he ended up bouncing off the walls again and getting into trouble. But he preferred that than not being himself.
Yeah.
So I took that and used that as inspiration to look at research and explore other children and parents that are going through the same sort of thing. And what I found over time was actually parents feel like they're pressured in to take medication before they've even been able to explore alternatives, whether that's pressure from the school or just from society. But they were always willing to try things before jumping onto medication. So spent my year looking into different ways you can do that. And mindfulness came up as a really strong tool for kids. And I used it myself. So at the time I wanted to sort of develop that into something that can introduce it to kids at a younger age.
Yeah.
And I came up with 3 final ideas, pitched them as part of my project. And they told me to choose the one which looked nothing like it looks today. But after a lot of development and iterations of design, it's gone through a long stage of adding new components, new features like audio, until we're at a stage now where you've got 2 handheld remotes that connect to each other with Bluetooth, connect to a phone afterwards, so it sends the data back to the phone once you've done the screen-free activity, and then gamifies it, so it rewards the child for doing the activity, and it allows them to customize their monster character as they go.
Yeah, and that's, I think, that idea of their breathing. So as adults and me as a therapist, you know that they're doing the things that they should be doing, but making it into that game element just makes them feel like they're doing something way more exciting than they actually are. And we've chosen to use it just before bedtime as a way of that kind of last thing they do. And we also have that competitive side of the girls in the sense of one's got slightly further and because she can concentrate slightly longer and the other one hasn't, and that element, but actually it does bring them down, and the activities that you've designed are quite short, so they don't have to capture them for very long, but they're quite effective. So it's been really lovely to watch.
We've had 4 activities now for a while, which we've been developing and just trying to improve the overall user experience to build as a foundation for the next activities. So it's going to be much easier for us to now go and take the 4 that we have and change them completely with new audio and new sort of movement gestures, so that we can expand and create a whole library of activities. But with the current ones we have, what we're going to do is create levels. So when you play Stick Balance, for example, it's going to be what it is now. But then once you finished it for the first time, it might get slightly more difficult, slightly longer, so that there's this sort of journey behind each activity. Yeah. And it makes it more of a process rather than just playing one activity once and then getting bored.
Okay, so how will it kind of look? Because it's a Kickstarter at the moment, is that right?
Yeah,
so what's the kind of process next?
So we're launching on Tuesday on Kickstarter, and that will be a 33-day, it's a bit of a random amount of days, but 33 days campaign where we're trying to raise £10,000 to get it into manufacture.
Okay.
The reason it's 33 days, it was going to be 30, but actually that falls towards the end of Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, actually, let's carry it on a few days because it's such an important week and we want to get product out there that can help with children's mental well-being. So pushed it up to 33 days. So yeah, it's been exciting because we've been going on for 2 years now, and this is finally the moment where the market is going to tell us whether they like it or not. And so far, it's giving that indication, but yeah, it's a real test.
So you've had people testing it up till that, and because you've edited a few things since, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, from day one, we had kids testing with plastic tubes when we would narrate the audio at the mindfulness activity. Yeah. To sort of get the concept out there early where they need to balance, and I'm doing the mindfulness.
Yeah.
And so slowly developing those very early prototypes into more solid working products, and then to a point now where we've got a working prototype that we've tested with over 50 kids. It's currently in a school that has been tested by a company called Youth Resilience UK. They've been wonderful in sort of taking it into this school and introducing it to kids at a young age. And we've now got a list of about 20 schools that are looking to sign up as well and just take part in a product trial. So yeah, amazing. We've tested it loads and we're really excited now because we've refined it a lot and made it useful for the kids rather than just something that we can use every day.
Yeah. So once you get through the Kickstarter, let's think positively, you've raised the money. What's next? How will people, will parents just be able to buy it? Or, because I know from seeing my photos, that was quite a lot of questions of, can this just work without the remotes, or how is it going to work?
Yeah, so just to bring it back slightly, for those that don't know what Kickstarter is, it's basically a pre-sale platform where we pitch the idea, we raise the money, and then use that money to go make the product and then deliver it to you. So if you bought it on Tuesday, you wouldn't get it for a few months, but that allows us to take it to the manufacturers, make it, and then deliver it. So we've got a six-month plan to manufacture it and get it out to customers before Christmas. When it arrives, you then have your product in the box with a wire and a setup guide and everything. You would literally be able to take it out of the box and play it without opening an app. We've created a mode called offline mode. You can literally pick it up, hold a button, and it starts a random activity. But we've also got online mode, which obviously allows them to go onto the app, choose their favorite activity, and then send it across. So there is that screen-free element, but also screen element.
Yeah, because I guess you must have had a lot of people be negative about the screen element of mindfulness shouldn't involve a screen. Why have you done it that way? So
yeah, because all these features have evolved throughout the journey of testing. So initially we had it so you could only launch from the app. And actually, no, before then, even further back, it was a product that connected to a phone and you'd control it on the screen. But then we realized actually screen time, parents don't like it. So we got rid of the screen, made it just audio based. But then we found out actually kids want rewards. They want to be encouraged to carry on. So we brought the screen back, but in more of a passive way where they just get rewards and it's not something they control on the screen. And then from that, the parents were like, yeah, but I don't like giving my phone away all the time. Like they might want to do the activity, but I'm busy at work. What do I do then? So that's when we introduced the offline mode, which allows the kids to just pick it up and play. It saves the data on the phone and then it can send it back to the to the phone when it next pairs up.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have to be paired straight away. It can come back later. Yeah. And I think it gives that kind of element of, as you say, that reward system of, although Mikey did try and cheat it. They went, surely we can just buy stars, mummy. I went, no, you have to do the activities, girls.
No, that's one thing we're definitely not going to be doing in our foreseeable future anyway, is being able to have it in app purchases to buy stars. You need to earn them.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're rewarded more when they do it and they can see the activities through. So will there be more activities, you said, going forward?
So we've got four that are complete. We've got two that are sort of being tested at the moment, so overall six working ideas, and then we've got six in the pipeline that we're just sort of working out how they'll be put together. So by the time it's delivered come Christmas, we'll have 12 activities. And we'd like to even get further than that. So we're just trying to make as much as we can at the moment.
And the person that you're running it with, have they got a background in mindfulness as well, or just someone?
So the product itself has been based, it's evidence-led. So we've done a lot of research into mindfulness for kids and looking at different techniques and interactive activities that can sort of incorporate mindfulness into it. We will be embarking on a trial with Brunel University.
Okay.
So yeah. We're working with them to launch it into more schools in Hillingdon. And that was going to allow us to sort of test the evidence that the evidence of the product that we have now. But they're also going to be collaborating with us to develop new concepts and new activities, which will be evidence focused. So yeah, we're quite excited about that.
Yeah. And what's the kind of guided price? What are parents that are listening to this looking at like going to have to be buying?
So if you're very keen and you get in there on the first day, you'll be able to buy it for £99. And that's our sort of super early bird price.
Yeah.
It's only going to be live for 24 hours. That's just to try and get people in there as quick as possible. And then after that, it goes up to £119. And that's the early bird price. And that should be there for, well, it depends how quickly they fly off the shelves. If they're super quick, then there's a limited quantity of those. And then it goes up another £20. So, So my message is get there early.
Get there early. And that will be the handheld device, which how many users, we put 3 users on ours. How many users can you have on one?
It's actually unlimited at the moment.
Okay.
So if you have 6 kids, you could have them all on one pair of sticks if they're willing to share one pair of sticks.
Yeah.
You might have 3 pairs of sticks in the family home and one app, and that's fine as well because you can still individually connect one pair of sticks to one account or one user. Yeah. So it's quite flexible in that regard.
Yeah, because that's what I liked was the fact that even though we could use the sticks because I was panicking that they'd have to share the same account when they first came through. And then I realized we could add different users because it's amazing how many characters can change and what they want for their monster. And
I'll be interested to see what your children's monsters look like now, because we've had done a lot of testing around the prices to unlock the monster elements with their stars.
Yeah.
So they unlock the, by doing an activity, they earn stars and then they use those stars to unlock the items. Yeah. It's been hard to know whether they should cost 1 star or 3 stars or 5 stars. Like, how much do they need to do to actually unlock them? So it's quite an interesting challenge that we've been facing, because some people are saying, oh, it's too difficult to get there. And others are saying it's too easy. And it's just like, well.
Yeah, and I think it buys into that mindfulness of certain of the activities, like my 2 both love the balance one. Whereas the balloon breathing, they were like, this isn't a balloon, mummy. So that went over their heads. But it's interesting to see what they like and what they don't like, and that element of how they become mindful, each of them. Because we do a lot of breathing anyway, and they know those techniques. But because it has this control element, they were so much keener to do it than my just find a square in the room and breathe around it. And
That's funny you say that, because the balloon breathing's been the sort of crowd favourite so far.
Okay.
Just due to the sort of interactive nature of having to breathe in and out and pretend you're inflating and deflating.
Yeah. Maybe because we do a lot of square breathing
and
hand breathing anyway, that to them they couldn't quite get it.
So square breathing has been a technique we're trying to incorporate into a new activity, and thinking of how we can maybe lift the sticks up and move them in a square and go around with that process. So I love hearing the sort of ideas that people currently use for mindfulness.
Yeah, or obviously with the whole rainbow idea, I'm all about a rainbow breathing. So you go over the rainbow as you go back out of it. So again, and that's elements with colours, because that was the other thing, was I was wondering if the sticks can have the colours, or whether you were going to kind of think about that kind of colour therapy with it.
Well, so that was part of my initial product design. Part of getting the grades was you had to sort of mention every part of the design. So part of the colour choice was the theory behind pastel colours, and had a range of blues, purples and reds and yellows. Obviously for this product, we've stuck with the blue for now as the main brand colour, but we do we're going to look to explore having different options for the sticks later down the line.
Yeah,
and if we reach particular goals on this Kickstarter campaign, we might actually introduce that as well.
Yeah, because that's what I think we liked about the monsters, was the different colours you could have, and I chose their names, and then they were like, I don't know if I want that name, but I was just trying to get it set up as a surprise before they came home. So yeah. So I guess what's next is obviously to get it out there to as many people as possible. And then what can you see kind of 5 years down the line, what would you like for Stick Mindfulness?
So we've had some Facebook ads out there at the moment, and it's going to parents who might be interested in the product. And a lot of the comments have been, I'm 44, I really want these myself. Like,
yeah.
So the future is, how can we adapt the activities and the app for older children? So looking at teenagers.
Yeah.
And then how can we create an adult-focused product that does the same thing, but is focused on maybe different breathing activities and more mature sort of content?
Because at the moment it's 5 to 12, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And why did you choose that age range?
Initially it was 6 to 12, and that was based off the sort of usual age for ADHD to be diagnosed.
Okay.
Then since expanding out for all children, it's not a product for ADHD kids, it's for everyone who might want mindfulness as a preventative tool or just to help with their daily life. We realized actually all kids can use this. Why are we restricting ourselves to 6-year-olds? Let's test with 5-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds. What we found was the 4- and 3-year-olds, they enjoyed the activities, but it had to be led by the parents quite often. Yeah. Whereas the 5-year-olds, they were fine doing it themselves. So we chose 5 as sort of the early sort of stage. And then 12, we just kept at that age because it's just when you're finishing primary school.
Yeah.
But then you're looking to transition into the big old scary secondary school. So it's a nice age to keep it involved in.
Absolutely. And as I said, my 2 are 6 and were quite happy to do it on their own and take the sticks with them. So where can people find out about it? How do you find who you are? Obviously, I'll tag you on the podcast and things. But
sure. So if you're listening to it today or any day until Tuesday, you can go to...
So it's currently the 7th of April.
It's currently the 7th of April. We're launching on Kickstarter on the 12th of April.
Yeah.
So if you go onto Kickstarter and type in Sticks Mindfulness, we'll come up there. Otherwise, you can follow us on all social medias at Sticks Mindfulness. And you can also go to our website at sticksmindfulness.co.uk.
Brilliant. And you know, because I've warned you that I'm going to ask you this question. Yeah. So if you had a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow, what would it be filled with? Other than a load of sticks.
Kickstarter customers. That was my sort of product, my company focus one. Personally, it would be filled with a product that is suitable for kids to help with their mental health.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm very excited for the future. And thank you so much for letting us test it. We thoroughly enjoyed it. So
thanks for having me. I'm glad you all enjoyed it.
Brilliant. All right. Well, take care of everyone for listening and get buying and supporting. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.